You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for the first day of the last month of 2021. Yes, it's the end of December the 1st. With me is Skulk Lowe, Portfolio Manager, PSG Wealth, Old Oak. PSG Old Oak. And Skulk, we're in the final stretch. It's nearly all over.
Welcome to the Christmas rally. The Christmas rally officially started today.
Yeah, it really did. It's been volatile, but here we go again. I mean, I think the JSE was up, 2% on Monday, then fell a bit yesterday. I can't remember the sequence of events, but anyway, it's up about 1% today. We'll come to the numbers later on. But a very nice start to the last month of the year, Skulk.
Lovely start. I mean, I'll wrap up November. November, you know, basically, despite the fact that we've seen, you're right. I mean, the one thing that really were quite pertinent there in November was volatility. When you look at the VIX and you look at, you know, our local, you know, SAFI, you know, the volatility globally really kicked up. But still, despite the fact that we've had you know, volatility kicking up, a little thing called Omicron. That suddenly, you know, made its appearance. You know, sudden bans and lockdowns suddenly kicking in. The FTSE JSE still managed to increase by 4.5% in November. Yeah. Now bringing the year-to-date return, and that was up to yesterday, you know, to 23%. Now flirting with you know, 25%, you know, year-to-date, and even, you know, for the non, you know, let's call it South African lovers and the aka offshore lovers. I mean, even if you look at it on a USD basis, the JSE all share did you know, 0.06% in November in US dollars, and people will say, "Hoo-ha, that's nothing." Now, if you put that, you know, compared that to MSCI All Country World, you know, that was down 2.41%. You compare that to the MSCI Emerging Market Index, which was down 4.1%. I think we did pretty well in November.
S&P 500 up nearly 22% year-to-date, 2021. That is huge. That's a massive number. If someone had said to you this time last year, what do you expect the S&P to do? You would have probably said, yeah, maybe 8 to 12%, something like that. 22%, Skulk. I mean, so much wealth has been created this year.
It's been, let's again address what you just said. If you asked me, I would have undoubtedly said there is absolutely no way that that the S&P 500 will again, you know, reap the returns that it's done. And you know, lo and behold, here we are, you know, going into December. And the U.S. market, or the S&P 500, is finding itself in third position currently year to date, you know, in terms of U.S. dollar, only currently, you know, pipped by the UAE and Saudi Arabia. Both these, you know, top two countries are oil producing companies. We all know that although the oil had a bit of a drop off in November, they still had a wonderful, oil was one of the best performing, let's call it asset classes, you know, globally. So US, or more specific, the S&P 500 currently find itself in, you know, third best position, you know, year to date, you know, of all world markets. Great move.
Let's hope so, but let's not worry too much about it if it doesn't. And if you could close your books right now, Skulk, would you do so with the returns that you've just described?
After yesterday's move, yes, for sure. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, I'm looking at a market that's now, you know, JSE all share, you know, up over 24%. You know, going back to clients and tell them, you know, after the year we had 2020, you know, and the preceding 5 years, that period 2015 to 2020, you know, weren't the easiest, you know, either. So to follow, you know, 2020 up with a you know, close to 25% movement, I'll close my books today. Go and have a nice little Christmas holiday, and you know, let's look at 2022. Which, by the way, if you look at the analysts currently, you know, for all those people that say, well, you know what, market's done too much, there's no growth, blah blah blah. If you look at the JSE All Share, you look at the Bloomberg consensus, you look at their consensus target prices on each and every, you know, JSE All Share company. you adjust it for the weight they carry in the JSE All Share, they still foresee a growth of over 17% capital. Now let's add, 3.3%, because that's what the dividend yield they expected. So pretty much a total return of over 20% again for 2022. Will we see that? I think that's a question that I'm luckily not going to be able to answer today. But that said, for all those listeners out there calling tops in the market, thinking that this is as good as it gets, be very careful. There's an analyst out there, smart people, currently forecasting quite a bit more.
Okay, well, let's hope they're right. I think the Stock Exchange News Service announcements are going to gradually sort of diminish over the next couple of weeks as we go into the holiday season. Nothing much out today, but there's been a couple of things. What has caught your eye since we last spoke, which was Thursday morning last week?
General news. Okay, so let's start off. I think general news, that the PMR figures, I think that came out quite a bit higher than were forecasted. They were forecasting 54, came out at 57.2. I don't think you didn't need to read too much into that beat. There was a massive strike in the steel sector. That stopped, so that's basically just the steel sector starting again. And this is the time of the year where everybody ramp up the demand just before the annual festive season. So, again, not too much that. I think the one thing that I caught my eye was the total vehicle sales. I think you can see this lower interest rate environment definitely reaping advantage for the motor industry. Increase of 6.6% to be exact. They forecast that there's going to be new vehicle sales in November, 40,000 vehicles. Came in just shy of 42,000. So a beat there. And I just quickly just threw my eye towards motors, because we know they in the motor industry, they loved this announcement, because despite the fact that the JSE All Share was up 1%, they were actually up 2.24%. And it's not as if they need anything more. I mean, this is a company that has just been going from strength to strength, giving clients over 100% growth over a very, very short period of time. So, yeah, I think it's good news. Good news all around.
Very good. Let's have a look at the spot prices now, Skalk. Dollar rand is 15.82. Yeah, we'll take that. It's 1.75% better in 24 hours. British pound against the rand is 21.08. The euro rand is 17.94. The euro dollar is 1.1340, which is a 0.4% fall for the US dollar. Hasn't really done too much for the gold price, though, because gold is 1784, which is essentially flat on the day. Platinum is down $30 an ounce, which is 3.1% down in the last 24 hours as well. Palladium going in the opposite direction, up $30 an ounce to 1734, a 1.8% gain. We'll come to the Dow Jones, the S&P and the Nasdaq later on, Skalk, but from what I can see on my screen, Dow Jones, S&P and Nasdaq all up between about 1.1% and 1.5%. So they're really enjoying what's going on. Was the Omicron a flash in the bear pan, or will it rear its head again, do you think?
Yeah, Lindsay, I think there's an uncertainty. Yesterday wasn't Omicron at all. I mean, that was Powell. That was all Powell. I mean, Powell, to date, was sort of cagey, and they've always said they'll look at interest rates. Yesterday was a firm. They now suddenly worried about inflation. Suddenly, inflation is not transitory, and they will need to look at interest rates. It's funny how they can make a 360 in such a short period of time. And that was the main reason for yesterday's merger sell-off. Today, it's all fun and games again. Everybody forgot about what happened yesterday. And as you mentioned, Dow Jones 1.2% stronger, S&P 500 1.5% stronger, and Nasdaq 1.3% stronger. Yeah, so do I think there's going to be more, let's call it mutations, things like Omicron? Yes, for sure. And I think the one thing that Friday has taught us is it's not about mutations, and I'm not going to be looking to the medical side because that's not what my forte lies. I think the main reason why I'm actually worried about, what happened on Friday was there was a mutation. They found this mutation. They found they've now actually said there is a mutation. They gave it a name. And suddenly they just went like no travel, to Southern Africa, back or forth. You know, some countries said only there. You know, some countries said back and forth. And why that is important is, although we as you know, interactive human beings, people that love to travel, you know, sigh because now suddenly we can't go and visit family that's abroad, or them, you know, visiting us. This puts a massive, massive damper on the whole supply chain, which is already broken. I mean, if you get these type of things, suddenly you ask yourself the question, how quickly will they be able to fix this supply chain blockages, where you've got these stop go consistently? So again, your question were, am I worried about Omicron? No, I'm not worried about Omicron. I'm worried about future mutations, and not from a health perspective, but from a supply chain perspective. Yeah, transitory. It's not transitory. They know
so
that.
So inflation isn't transitory, and also this COVID virus will continue to mutate. It will continue to have new iterations. And although some people might say, well, we'll just get used to it and the vaccines will keep up, it's still a slight concern for markets, albeit a fleeting concern. Yeah. I didn't give you the oil price, by the way. West Texas crude up 3.25% to $68.33, and Brent crude oil $71.46, up 3.2%. And that's against a backdrop of OPEC Plus, who are meeting at the moment. OPEC Plus says it expects a large oil glut in early 2022. It goes on to say it expects the global oil market to show a worse than previously expected surplus in the first quarter of 2022. Well, the traders obviously haven't read that because they bought the thing up at the moment. It's all over the place. It's a murky business, that oil trading business, isn't it?
Yeah, it's I'm lucky I'm not in that environment. And you'll hear that, and then the next moment you hear, you know, things like this is going to be a long winter. I don't want to forecast. I do think that as we mentioned, that until they've actually got this whole, you know, system running, and when it's all about the system, the whole supply chain running again, it's anybody's guess. Will there be a oversupply? What I do think, Lizzie, and that I think is my major worry, and that might not be something for a 2022, even a 2023, but it's the sort of the turnaround. You know, when the system suddenly starts kicking in again, supply chain starts working again, would we then suddenly sit with a massive, massive oversupply of everything? Because we know that this is not a demand-driven company. This is a supply problem. You know, when that supply gets fixed, do we suddenly get an overshoot? I think that question begs to be answered. But anyway, I think, let's hope that oil price, you know, comes under control. We've had our petrol price increase yesterday. I think it was 81 cents yesterday. It's just crazy. Crazy what we're paying for petrol now, but let's see how it goes.
Yes, let's do so. Let's have a look at some of the movers on the JSE. By the way, the other one that says very, very important, certainly for Europeans and for Russia, is that the natural gas prices have fallen another near 5% today. They've been in free fall recently. So I think Mr. Putin has done a deal behind the scenes with his European foes and said, okay, we'll turn on the taps. You've got to do something for us. And I don't know what that is. But anyway, natural gas prices down nearly 5% again today. On the JSE today, okay, on my leaderboard, Skulk, I've got RCL, that's the old Rainbow Chickens, up 5%. Anglo-American Platinum, why? Up 4.5%. I don't know why. MTN, I don't know why that either, because the MTN Nigeria IPO wasn't well received. MTN up 4.4%. Royal Bafokeng Platinum up 4.3%. Corporate activity, I think. Discovery up 4.25%. Redefine on the downside by 14.6%. We'll talk about that in a second because you know about the property sector. And the other ones, it's Montauk Renewables, Textana, Italtal and Karoo. We need not bother ourselves with those. And that's not being disrespectful to those companies, fine companies that they are. Why are the platinum prices doing so well, given that the platinum price is doing nothing? Palladium is sort of equalizing that nothingness by going up a little bit, and the rand is strong. What's happening with the platinums? Are people saying, I know something, and platinum is the future, or rather PGMs are the future?
So, when we look at over 24 period, I mean, you know, we do look at palladium is kicking up 2.2% after a major sell off yesterday. You know, platinum is also 1.8%. But when we look at, I mean, Amplats might be a bit of a strange one. I mean, Impala, Platinum, Royal Buffalo King, we know that deal is now concluded, originally Monday they announced that they're going to buy 24.5% of the company, and they're going to pay 150 rand. And then today, you know, they actually came out and said, well, you know, we're going to buy additional 4.86%, and we're going to pay 180 rand 50 cents for that share. So that might be some reason, but again, you know, Impala Platinum, to be up by 4.2%, Royal Buffalo King, we know why that will be up, because the it is a strange one. I had a similar feeling. You know, we look at the gold stocks for the past time, and the gold price is not really, you know, looking a lot. Lot firmer. I mean, still trading around about the 1790, which was trading last week, which was trading 2 weeks ago. The rand, you know, as we mentioned, is not over 16 rand to the dollar anymore. It's strengthening. Yet, when you look at Anglo Gold today, again, up 3%. Yesterday, I think it was up like something like 5%. So massive, massive movement in some of these gold counters. They're trading at unbelievable low forward PEs, Lindsay. I think that, you know, we always said that they're trading at 4 million. And let's just take the resi for example. The resi 10, now that's the top 10 largest resource companies in South Africa. I mean, I don't have to call, you know, name the all. It's Anglo American, Billiton, and some of these names that we just mentioned. They're currently trading at a forward P of 7.7 times. Now, they've been trading at these type of multiples for the past, I would say, close to 6 months. And for 6 months, most analysts, most economists said, well, they're trading at these forward multiples because the current, let's call it the current commodity prices, the gold price, palladium price, platinum price, it's not sustainable. You know, palladium needs to go, you know, back to your $1,000 to $1,500. You know, platinum needs to go back to anything between $600 and $800, and gold needs to go back to $1,400 to $1,500. That's where it needs to go. Well, it's not going there. It's staying at these current levels, and for that reason, these companies or these mines, the free cash flow that they currently got, the amount of debt that they've got on their balance sheets is nothing. This is pure cream. And the longer these commodity prices stays at these levels, I think that is what we're seeing here. We're seeing people realizing that 7.7 times forward P's is way, way too low, you know, if this is the price that's going to be maintained. Anyway, that's my theory. I think there is some corporate actions and there is some movements, but I think conspiracy theories of something that they found that might be used, I doubt that's the case. I just think they're dirt cheap.
Okay, Skalk, were the JSE indices dirt cheap today, or did they get more expensive? I think they got more expensive. Give us the JSE closing prices, please, on December the 1st.
December the 1st. I can't believe we're there already.
How can I?
So, yeah, it's unbelievable. So JSE, I still remember the day when we actually called it and said that JSE has gone beyond 70,000. Today it actually closed at 71,198 points, just shy of 71,200 points. That is up 1.03%. Resources, they were up 0.9%. Industrials, they were up 0.94%. And financials, we really struggled in November, had a bit of a kickback. They are up 2.13%. And when we look at the value traded on the market, definitely not an unexciting day. 24.4 billion traded on the JSE today. So not your 53 billion that we saw yesterday, but definitely not your sub 20s that we've seen, you know, in November.
Excellent. S&P futures up 1.4% on my screen. Just give us the spot prices, the Dow Jones, the S&P and the Nasdaq, please, Skalk.
So as we currently stand, the Dow Jones is trading at 34,866 points. That is up 1.1%. S&P 500, 4,631. That's up 1.4%. And the NASDAQ is trading at 15,737 points. That is up 1.3%. So it's looking good. What a great start to December. As I mentioned, the start of the Christmas rally.
Yes. It's only December the 1st. Don't get too carried away, Skulk. But I love your enthusiasm, as we all do. Skulk Lowe is a portfolio manager at PSG Wealth, PSG Old Oak. And he'll be back with me tomorrow morning, the Old Oak that he is, for the opening. That was the 5 o'clock shadow. The views and opinions expressed in these podcasts are those of Lindsay Williams and various contributors and do not reflect the policy, position, or opinion of any other agency, organization, employer, or company associated with strictlybusinesspodcast.com. Assumptions made on the analyses are not reflective of the position of any other entity other than the speaker or the author. And since we are critically thinking human beings, these views are always subject to change, revision, and rethinking at any time. Please do not hold us to them in perpetuity.